keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Free for all Friday. Going to the hotline right off the top here. 888-900-9966. Mike standing by in Ann Arbor. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, Steve, wasn't it about 8 or 9 months ago that Donald Trump was being mocked by the New York Times, Washington Post, and all of the accurate media and fair media when he was talking about voter fraud? And now we've got 6,500 votes that are fraudulent in New Hampshire. I have a suggestion for Robert Mueller. This is maybe what he should be looking into, the voter fraud on behalf of the Democratic Party.
But instead, Robert Mueller wants to talk to Don Jr. about, you know, who wrote a letter on Air Force One or how the letter started. Who cares?
Well, very simply.
Let's go back to this. It is the president's prerogative to fire the director of the FBI, period. There cannot be collusion when the guy works. You just throw him out. You don't like him. You don't have to deal with him. That's the way it is. And collusion, by the way, not a crime. You know, in and of itself, not a crime. And therein lies another part of the problem, right?
Yeah, but here's my point. We've got 6,500 votes fraudulent in New Hampshire. How many fraudulent votes in New York? How many fraudulent votes in Chicago? How many fraudulent votes in California? Basically, Donald Trump was correct. He won the popular vote. If you take away all the fraud that there was, and there is massive fraud in this country, Donald Trump would have won. And now I wonder, will the Washington Post, will the New York Times, will they have this anywhere within the first 15 pages? I doubt it.
No chance. No chance, Mike. Thanks for calling in, of course. You have a great weekend now. That hotline number, 888-900-9966. It'll never be a retraction, not in any of those papers. The father of a murdered Florida mother revealing now that a suspected killer, her killer, I mean, suspected what or not, DACA recipient is the point that I'm getting at. Murdered outside of a bar in Naples, Florida, revealing the man who was accused of murdering his daughter was a convicted illegal alien protected by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. I got a call Friday from a man on the Cape named Kurt. This is from a conversation with Howie Carr. He wanted to tell me his own family experience. He murdered my daughter outside the bar in Naples. They said he was a dreamer. She was 24. What about my daughter's dreams? You know, it's not always as easy as they would have you believe. None of it is. Robert Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, in deep hot water. NBC News calls him a Republican. A report has to retract that. Of course, they do that quietly. How do you get that wrong? And the answer is you don't. People get fired for that sort of thing. That's either blatantly dishonest or blatantly incompetent. There is no middle ground there. Bob Menendez, taking $700,000, give or take, and probably more, actually, in cash and prizes from a close friend since he's been a senator, accused of bribes and taking illegal donations to his campaign, so on and so forth. If Menendez gets out, if he's convicted and found guilty, he's out of the U.S. Senate, which means sometime before mid-January, if he's out before then, Chris Christie would appoint his successor, at least until the next election, which would probably be the fall of 2018. That would change the balance of power in the United States Senate, and people like John McCain would be, well, frankly, more irrelevant than they are now. Let's go to the hotline again. LJ standing by. LJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve, when they were talking about the fraudulent votes and everything, they forgot to talk about all the fraudulent votes that have been up here in Detroit, Wayne County, and Lansing, and all these other cities where these people that BO brought in and dumped in our laps with all their diseases and everything, and their fraudulent voting that went on with it.
There was a lot of irregularities in Southeast Michigan. Thank you, LJ, for that.
Yep.
When the ballot boxes did not match the tally sheets, that's clearly a problem, and that was exposed by Jill Stein. You know, she wasn't worth much, but she was worth that. We figured out that Southeast Michigan is full of fraudulent voting practices of some sort, highly irregular. when the number of ballots in the box far exceed the number that are supposed to be there, how did that happen? How do you have twice as many ballots in the box as you're supposed to have according to the tally sheet, according to the poll books? Of course, there's some fraud going on. If there weren't a hurricane right now, there'd be a hurricane on Capitol Hill and around the country from social media about Betsy DeVos pushing to revise what she calls failed federal campus sexual assault policies. She says that the Obama administration's approach to fighting campus sexual assault has failed too many students. DeVos, of course, the U.S. Secretary of Education, making that comment yesterday and said she will seek public input to develop a new system that is workable, effective, and most importantly, fair. The era of rule by letter is over, DeVos said in a reference to guidance issued by the Obama administration in 2011, urging colleges and universities to improve their handling of sexual assault cases. DeVos was at George Mason University. She said the current system has resulted in students accused of sexual assault being denied their due process rights under the law. One rape is too many, she said. One assault too many. One aggressive act of harassment is too many. One person denied due process is also too many. This conversation may be uncomfortable, but we have to have it. It is our moral obligation to get it right, she said at George Mason. And, of course, some of the groups come out and they attack her. They attack her. Campus sexual assault was thrust into the national spotlight in 2011 after the Obama administration issued a 20-page letter laying out in detail how colleges and universities should respond to allegations of sexual assault that occurred on or off campus. Failing to properly respond to the allegations constituted, in the letter's opinion, a Title IX violation, which is the federal gender anti-discrimination law. Well, as you know, a lot of high-profile cases came along since that time that have completely discredited allegations numerous times. DeVos, a bit of a lightning rod herself when it comes to national politics. We'll see where this goes. But if not for Irma, that would be your front page news today. It's 52 after on a free-for-all Friday. I'm Steve Gruber. Quick break. We'll be back.